All right, joining me now is Colonel John Mills. Colonel Mills, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. Always an honor to be with you.
Your flag is off.
You know, it's those Iranians again. You know,
We cannot begin until the flag is on. Come on.
What is going on here? Just a second here.
Now you're gone.
No, I'm right here. I'll tell you what.
While you do that, I'll do a quick plug. Folks, if you appreciate all we're doing here, folks, we need your support. I cannot stress that enough. Look, the control room has guys in there running this. This is expensive to do. Television is very expensive to do, okay, folks? And it takes a lot of money to do it. So here's my question. Do you like what you're seeing? Do you appreciate the fact that we are here 24/7, and I'm on TV 4 hours a day, folks, 4 hours a day. Some of my buddies are complaining now that they have a 30 minutes a day. I'm like, guys, come on. We're doing 4 hours myself. But when you figure out all we're doing with the Worldview Report, it takes seven of us, 15 man hours a day, just for that 30-minute broadcast. And so if you appreciate all we're doing, we need your support, MyPillow.com. But look, if you don't use the promo code B66, if you want to throw that up there, guys, if you don't use that promo code, I don't get credit. And if I don't get credit, I can't pay all these guys and keep all this going. So we have to have your support. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers. I'm looking for Delta to see if she's on her bed. She's not. So someone's stolen my dog tonight. We'll get her in here. MyPillow.com, promo code B66, all right? Thank you for that. Now, joining me is Colonel John Mills and his flag, I hope. There it is.
General Nakasone at Cyber Command suppressed the Iranians for enough time here to get this back up. I don't know. I think, there was a lot of it was great seeing Judge Napolitano here. Great seeing him, and that was some great dialogue.
How much of the conversations you catch in regards to him interviewing Colonel Doug McGregor? Did you ever know Colonel? Do you know Doug the Colonel?
Well, I think the immediate flag at issue was he had the second ACR Armored Cavalry flag in his background. I'm 3rd Armored Cavalry, so and everybody knows that the 3rd is the better of the two Armored Cavalry regiments. So there's a problem right there. But so McGregor thinks strongly. I'll respect him as his professional opinion. I don't think reality on the ground is supporting that. And I think Putin is definitely running out of gas. Literally.
But see, here's the thing. We present all sides, man. We got one colonel. We got another colonel. We're covering all sides, right? So that's good. So you think Putin's in a tougher spot?
Oh yeah. I'm of mixed feelings on these tanks. Again, you know, here's my strategy. Here's my work, because you got to look at this context of the worldwide strategy here. One, give the Ukrainians the minimum to survive. I'm okay with them ejecting the Russians from the Donbass, from the Crimea, but nothing across the border. No U.S. boots on the ground. No period. No trainers. This is what I said months ago. No trainers. Given the weapons, the Ukrainians will do it, but just give them the bare minimum. Second, we have to secure our own border, because we have a horrible scourge in this country called fentanyl coming from China across the southern border. And third is we have to ramp up and prepare for a conflict in the Pacific. And I can't remember if I talked to you about Section 1088 of the National Defense Authorization Act, which calls for a exercise to test the readiness of U.S. critical infrastructure in the United States in case of conflict with China, meaning let me translate for you. We're concerned about wargaming this, about the Chinese reaching in and shutting down our power generation, power distribution, water, air traffic control.
Well, you mean that attacking power substations on the East Coast, the West Coast, our banking, Bank of America, customers missing some money. The New York Stock Exchange halted the other day. Is it possible that this is testing, prodding?
Well, you know, let me put it in context of this. During the Cold War with the Soviets, there was always this, we never totally determined if it was true, but the rumor was suitcase nukes were pre-positioned by the Soviets inside of America.
I remember that, and we have talked about that many times. And our mutual friend, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, actually mocked up one that's in the Spy Museum in D.C.
We just went to the Nuclear Museum out in New Mexico. Awesome museum. And they have the suitcase, a number of the suitcase nukes out there from the American side. But so the Soviets supposedly pre-positioned nukes. I believe they did. They probably just abandoned them. Who knows where they're at inside the United States. This is this is in the cyber age. The Chinese are pre-positioning essentially cyber equivalent of nukes to essentially switch on. They are, this is called advanced force operations, where they are preparing the battlefield and reaching in and putting the right data packages in the right places to essentially manipulate, turn off, degrade, et cetera, all of our, so I think it's a very real thing. Now all this, you know, I haven't studied it enough, but these attacks on the power stations, but during the summer of 2020, I did a lot of serious analysis on Antifa, who they were, the different groups. And there is just a lot of bat guano crazy Antifers who are essentially doing the bidding of China in a lot of ways.
But some of them actually went over to Venezuela and to other parts to be trained in terrorism.
Well, and Venezuela is a Disneyland in the Americas for China. And that's where you get, it's your Mos Eisley spaceport of, your worst of the worst. That's where you got China. You got lots of Chinese advisors, Russian advisors, Cuban advisors, Iranians, North Koreans. It is a Mos Eisley spaceport of bad people, very bad people. And yeah, of course they're getting training there. And then they got base camps up in northern Mexico in the ungoverned spaces there. But they don't have to be. They just can get across the border easily. But yeah, the Antifers. They have a lot of mental health issues in the Antifers, a lot of pedophiles. They are a very whacked out group, and they are a lot of times the provocateurs who are carrying out these senseless random acts. But I also point out, I've always pointed out, and Sam Cooper in Canada has done great work, is the Chinese influence money that's come across from Vancouver, British Columbia, and down the I-5 corridor to Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, which supports a lot of these Antifers. So that's always been a great concern.
In fact, you did a study, you said, that shows that, was it what, in 2020? I don't know what time frame, but you say China put about $100 million into Antifa and Freedom Road Socialist Organization and some of these Maoist front groups to carry out their burning of American cities in 2020, right?
Yeah. There were several, I shared that with a number of folks, including Trevor. But yeah, there were some that said, oh, no, there's no way they could. I said, I just showed out a little mathematical model of the walking around money. And there's special types of money that you're authorized to do that within Title 10, but mostly in Title 50, we call it walking around money to influence the action, and that's exactly what they were doing to us.
Wow. Okay, let's go back here. Is China about to destroy encryption as we know it? Maybe. Here's an article over at worldviewreport.com. Have you guys heard about worldviewreport.com? Worldview Report is your aggregated news source.
Do you go there?
Do you go there, Colonel?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You know how many hours a day I spend grabbing news sites? I have to visit like 100 different websites to bring you the aggregated news, and I'm glad you go to it.
Well, ever since Drudge whatever happened to Drudge, if he's even still alive. I mean, I think you're now the new Drudge.
Well, I like to think so. Thank you for that. Look at this, folks. Let's show it to him real quick. Worldviewreport.com. That's it. Worldviewreport.com. By the way, I did a presentation today on my radio show / TV show. U.S. founding fathers and early presidents in shock after touring D.C. You might want to check that out at Worldview Report. I took the U.S. founding fathers and some of our early presidents, like Andrew Jackson and others, I took them on a tour of Washington, D.C. And I talk about it today on my TV show / radio show. And Colonel, they were shocked. They didn't recognize the place. They were shocked at all the big buildings. They had no clue what these buildings were. I started explaining to them that what the one building was, the IRS. They were stunned that there was an Internal Revenue Service that was taxing the American people at a progressive tax rate. And it wasn't for just a time of war, but always. They were shocked the American people tolerated it. They were shocked of a building known as the Department of Education because they said, we don't remember that being in the Constitution as a purview of the federal government, the general government. We thought that was the right of the parents. They were really shocked when I told them there's this building over here. Look at this big building, HUD, Housing of Urban Development. You mean you're kidding? We're stealing money out of the Treasury to provide housing for people? You mean people are having their property stolen to be redistributed to others? I mean, I just kept taking them to one building in D.C. after another and explaining to them what this government agency did. They were appalled. So any of you that want to hear about the tour where I recently took the founding fathers and early presidents on, it's on worldviewreport.com. Let's go back up there to this article, worldviewreport.com. Here's one I found today, Colonel. Is China about to destroy encryption as we know it? Maybe. It's an article from the... Defense One. It says last month a group of Chinese scientists quietly posted a paper purporting to show how a combination of classical and quantum computing techniques plus a powerful enough quantum computer could shred modern day encryption. The breakthrough, if real, would jeopardize not only much U.S. military intelligence community communication, but financial transactions and even your text messages. One quantum technology expert said, quote, if it's true, it's pretty disastrous, end quote. Colonel?
Well, okay. I some of this stuff starts to get into the classified world real quick.
So in other words, let me just remind our audience, you come as a colonel who worked on the National Security Staff, National Security Council staff for two White Houses. So what you're saying to me is you have to be very careful what you say now.
Well, yeah, quantum computing, some of the crown jewels. That's why we have TSSCI with different compartments and all these different programs. But then we have a president who keeps it in a banker's box next to his Corvette. But because these are the crown jewels of what we don't, these are the crown jewels of America and our cryptography. Despite some of the what's going on as far as collusion and spying on Americans with big tech, but the crown jewels is our cryptography and any ability of the Chinese to break that encryption is, of course, of grave concern. And this is the Mount Olympus of cryptography is supercomputing capacity that can essentially eat through in rapid form our cryptography, which defends, these are our complex codes that defend our IT traffic at classified levels. So this is a great grave concern. And this was actually a project I was working on with the White House, with Fort Meade and others when I was at the Office of the Secretary of Defense. So yeah, this is grave concern. I'm not sure, I'm a little dated on this because I haven't been working on this topic for about 5 years. At the time, there was some question, did a supercomputer, quantum computer really exist? And the Chinese had asserted they had one, wasn't clear at the time, and we actually felt no. There's other places that I've seen actually been up to these and seen them and touch them. It looks like something out of thing out of 2001, A Space Odyssey, that the chimpanzees were looking at. It's pretty wild stuff. But can it eat through our cryptography? I hope not. That's clearly what the Chinese are doing, but We are trying to do that right back at them. But, you know, the Drake coefficient in our activity is, you know, our computer science best are, you know, having to take two out of their 8 hours every day going to CRT training. So,
right, you know, exactly. So let me ask you in closing, Colonel, my friend and your friend, the late Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, he sat at this desk. He was in my documentary in 2019, Siege. He talked about Vostok 18, the largest military exercise in world history, with Russia and China, many, many tanks, planes, missile launchers, et cetera, et cetera. He said that they were practicing a nuclear strike on NATO and America. He said before the actual exercises, they practiced the new way of warfare, cyber hacking, EMP, etc., Operation Dragonfly, hacking on our power grid, China and Russia. The matter of documented fact, he said, that they were practicing that before they actually carried out the Vostok 18, which he said shows us they want to go with the new way of warfare first before they would go to kinetic warfare, bombs, etc., as you know. One has to wonder if the American people understand this new way of warfare. And should the government not be regularly making announcements preparing the American people for war and the new way of warfare? In other words, you never hear any PSAs really today about make sure you have water filters. You need to have probably a 3-month supply of food on hand, plenty of blankets. I mean, you just don't hear about these things. And yet, can you imagine what would happen if the power grid in America or part of the country goes down for several days, several weeks, or even several months?
Yeah, I love the old Civil Defense Corps. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, from history, I do. Yeah, I'm not that old, but from history, yes.
Yeah, from the 50s and 60s, and I actually got some of the books right over here on our bookshelf. We need to start getting back into that. This tabletop I mentioned that's in the NDAA. This is very serious. So we in between all the chaos and again the CRT training. We have some people thinking right and rationally. Now, I did not write this. I did not ghostwrite. I've ghostwritten a number of pieces of legislation. I didn't write this one. But I think this is a good piece, and the message is clear. We have got to get serious about our critical infrastructure being stressed by the Chinese, a case of conflict, because this is what they want to do. I mean, the first one, I first got involved in this, it was really in cyber. I was not a cyber guy. I'm not a career IT guy. I'm a planner. But my NSA boss wanted me to, it was really after the cyber riot in Estonia in 2007. Estonia is a wonderful country I've been to several times. The Russians essentially shut down Estonia. It's a very advanced country, very digital, very cyber. Everything is IT based, and the Russians essentially stopped through a massive denial of service attack. Essentially, shut down all their IT. So we had to, send people over there, really figure things out. Learned a lot from it. Next year, the Russians tried it again in Georgia. This time they mixed cyber with ground and air and special operations. So it was part of a coordinated all domains of warfare campaign as they wanted to retake Georgia. So I think this is definitely on their plans to hit us hard in case of conflict with Taiwan. And it is coming. It's not if, it's when. And I think it's soon, I think as much as this year. But we got to get ready. And that's what, you know, we just put a 26K generator outside on a concrete pad. We keep a good stockage of food and water. I think everybody should do that. Do the best you can. People say, I don't have the money to do this, so that's expensive. Well, just, you know, put away as you can over time, you know, and it's amazing. Just put a little bit and, you know, over a few months, you'll be amazed at what you can put away in a few months and years. So, you know, and after the initial virus hysteria of early 2020 with the Wuhan virus, you know, and watching just things disappear off the shelf, I said, okay, that's it. We're not going to get caught like that again. Everybody should keep, at least a 30-day and if possible a 90-day supply of food and water and other stuff, because Section 1088 says, hey, let's get ready. Let's get ready.
Well, China is preparing their people for war, but I don't see the current White House occupants and administration preparing the American people for war.
No. I mean, they're again, you know, he put out this stupid thing. I can't see if you have it posted here. You know, he wanted to, you know, they're spending all this time on further subdividing the Caucasian population on, data collection forms. You know, what in the world does that have to do with anything? That is a total waste of time. It's nothing but hate and discontent to, stir people up and get them to hate each other. Just ridiculous. So, no, we're there. Of course, this they're just totally whacked out, focused on the wrong things because of this, their ideological craziness.
TheNationWillFollow.com. TheNationWillFollow.com is the name of the website and the book. You can order it there. TheNationWillFollow.com. Did you do an audio book, Colonel?
Yeah, the audio's there too. Audio, TheNationWillFollow.com is, we get the audio. I did it myself. I like to, I may not have the best of voices, not a great broadcasting voice like you, Brandon, but I wanted to do it myself.
Well, it's plenty, proficient. You have nothing to apologize for audibly. There's nothing to apologize. I wouldn't have even thought for one second. Well, why did he record his own audiobook? I'd be shocked if you didn't.
Yeah, I think it's always more genuine.
Absolutely.
And sincere when the author does it themselves.
Yeah.
You could bring in a professional, but it's just I've listened to a lot of books and I always prefer
Absolutely.
When the author does it themselves.
Absolutely. So it has the personal touch. Just like when I always try to have an author sign his book when I can and put it in my library with his signature on it. So
you'll get one.
I'd love to add one to my library, my collection. I have a lot of books signed by a lot of important people, so I definitely need one from you. TheNationWillFollow.com, TheNationWillFollow.com, book and audiobook there by my distinguished friend, Colonel John Mills. Colonel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Colonel John Mills checking in tonight. Normally, he comes to us on Tuesday nights, but we added him tonight, even though it's not a Tuesday night. We added him tonight. I think we did have him on the other night, didn't we, Tuesday? But maybe we didn't. I don't know. But we usually have him Tuesday nights. But we had to bring him back tonight because there's so much going on. There's so much going on. You know, this is my daily calendar. Nothing goes, really goes on without this. Because every day I'm marking down who's going to be involved in this 4 hours of broadcasting, right? And I just put the 2022 calendar away. It was identical to this one, just like this one. I just put 2022 away, and I thought, wait a minute, it just feels like last week I got that one brand new and started writing in it. I can't believe how fast it went. And you know what, folks? Before long, I'll be doing the same thing with 2023, going, wait a minute, is that year already over? And I keep all my day timers. My wife was commenting the other day, she saw a shelf where I had years and years and years and years of these notebooks. And I said, yeah, it's kind of how I keep track of what I was up to.